Judge Joyce Heinrichs tossed out the plea agreements in the closely watched case of the People v. Juan Joseph Ferrer, Sophie Buttercup Rochelot, and Nicholas Benjamin Stoiber, held today, April 3rd, in the sentencing hearing held in front of a packed courtroom. The three defendants stand charged in the stabbing death of Douglas Anderson Jordette last November in Arcata. Judge Heinrichs began the hearing by instructing everyone in attendance to adhere to court decorum and that no outbursts would be allowed. She gave her tentative ruling, setting aside the plea bargain that was reached initially between Deputy District Attorney Elin Ferpo and the three defense attorneys, stating that the public confidence in its legal system would not be served by this agreement. Heinrichs listed the numerous court pleadings and letters of support for both sides that she had reviewed prior to making her judgment, including a written statement made by District Attorney candidate Ernie Klein on behalf of the victim's family, despite the objections of the other attorneys. The judge stated that since she was tentatively ruling against the plea agreement, Klein would not be allowed to address the court unless the arguments by the other attorneys caused her to change her mind. She alluded to the use of this case for political gain and stated that she won't allow these proceedings to be used for any other purposes. As the hearing began, District Attorney Paul Gallegos was not in attendance to hear the judge's tentative ruling or her detailed explanation of the rationale. It wasn't until it was time for each attorney to address the court when another attorney left the room to get Gallegos. After being told that the judge was setting aside the plea agreements, Gallegos stated he was happy to proceed and did not have any other arguments to make at that time. Defense attorney Merrick Rivas, representing Ferrer, spoke next and said he was very disappointed about the ruling. He said that this case was a tragedy for everyone, but that both sides had looked at all of the evidence and came to an agreement that, quote, fit the facts. He stated that there was no intent to kill, and intent is required for any murder charge other than involuntary manslaughter. Rivas stated that the victim, Anderson Jordette, instigated the incident that resulted in his death. He stated Ferrer was a vegan, a Buddhist, and a member of the LGBT community who responded in fear when he pulled out the knife that he was carrying. Rivas went on to state that the tragedy was compounded by others who were using it for self-promotion, which he said was despicable. He asked the court not allow any statements or filings by Klein and accused him of lies and misrepresentation to the victim's family. The attorneys for Rochelot and Stoiber both emphasized the fact that their respective clients did not know that Ferrer had a knife with him or that he had stabbed the victim. They did admit to their actions, which included Rochelot pushing the victim once and then kicking him when he was on the ground. Stoiber had admitted to punching the victim, but stated he was defending Rochelot as well as himself. The plea agreement included all three defendants. However, the judge emphasized that the DA's office can reach individual plea agreements with Rochelot and Stoiber if they feel it is warranted. Gallegos then asked to address the court again and asked the judge why she was rejecting the plea agreement. Heinrichs pointed out that she had gone over this before he came into the hearing late. There was some obvious tension in the courtroom as Gallegos both reiterated his willingness to go forward to trial, but argued that the plea agreement was reached by all sides and included input from the probation department. Heinrichs restated that the decision was not based solely on the objection by the victim's family, but that the public trust would suffer if the plea agreement was allowed to stand. She accepted the blame for not having asked more questions initially to confirm that the victim's family had been advised and consulted of all the rights enshrined in the California Victims Bill of Rights. There are clearly two opposing versions of what happened, and that a jury is the proper venue for determining the outcome. Heinrichs stated that even if a jury came to a verdict of not guilty, it would have served the public interest by getting all of the facts out in the open and following the rule of law. Heinrichs stated she may recuse herself from future hearings, so fundamental fairness is protected. During a brief break for Gallegos to consult with the victim's family regarding the dates that they are available for the next hearing, Klein handed out a copy of his court pleading to members of the media and then left the courtroom, stating he needed to return to the hospital. The judge quickly had the bailiffs gather the copies and sealed the court filings for the sentencing hearing from the media so as to protect the jury pool from influence. The preliminary hearing was then set for May 28th. This has been Sharon Wolf of the RioDelTimes.com reporting for KMUD Radio.